Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now, are you a musician and have you ever wondered how the music industry in Aotearoa works? Who to talk to? Where to go for things? Why certain things might happen? Well, we have all the possible answers that you could possibly want to know about these questions lined up. We've got Rachel Ashby on the line here to talk about Independent Music New Zealand bringing Going Local to Otipoti. Going Local is a networking session, bit of a Q&A. You can meet some people from high places to talk all about our music industry here. We've got Rachel, who is student radio royalty, on the line. Good morning to you, Rachel. How are we?
Morena, Zach. That's quite the introduction. I feel like I can't live up to it, but I'm very flattered, so thank you. Thanks for having me.
You of course can live up to it. You did the BFM breakfast for like a hot second.
Yeah, 5 years is a long hot second, but a very fun one for sure.
Yeah, I bet, man, I bet. How is New Zealand Music Month treating you? You know, you work for the Music Commission, you have a pretty big eye on this thing.
Yeah, how doubt. I've been saying to people, New Zealand Music Month is like what retail and Christmas, you know, that relationship that's like New Zealand Music Commission and Music Month. It's really exciting. There's so many things happening all across the country. And I guess like our job at the Music Commission is kind of to amplify all the cool stuff that everyone else is up to and kind of be the focal point for that stuff. So it's just been really exciting and awesome to see, like, across the mutu, all of these amazing projects and releases and activations and just like great things that people have been putting together. So yeah, it's been a busy but very exciting month for sure.
Those printers must be busy because I see there's like a million different Music Month posters flying around the place.
Oh yeah, we do love a good poster at this time of year, that is for sure. And yeah, really, really cool to see other people kind of putting them up. And it sort of feels a little bit like Where's Wally when you go out and about and you see Music Month posters or like the Target logo on stuff. It's a nice thing to see people really embracing it. Yeah,
For sure. Before we talk more about this Going Local thing, I want to talk about a article that you did for NZ Herald 7 years ago about the soundtrack.
Oh my goodness.
About the soundtrack to your life. You know, you listed goats like PJ Harvey, Aldous Harding. You also mentioned Idris Muhammad's "Could Heaven Ever Be Like This," which you found from a Jamie XX track. How good is that song?
That's a good song. That is a really good song. I stand by that one.
It's a beautiful, beautiful track. But yeah, do you still connect with some of those artists that you listed in that article about 7 years ago?
I love that you've pulled that up. No, definitely, for sure. They're all-time faves, I reckon, some of those artists. Like, I think I probably put Beck Runga in there as well. Absolutely maintain that she is the queen of music. She's such an icon and, like, the album that she put out this year, Red Sunset, is just such an incredible record. And it's not really a comeback because Beck's always been around and been busy, but it is the first album she's put out in about, I think, 2011 was the last full-length record she had. And so it's been a while since she's done one, and it just feels so effortless and so, so good. So, yeah, love Beck's new stuff.
I think the last original album she might have done would have been then, but she did have that covers record, I think, 2017.
She did.
Which had the,
that was a banger.
That was pretty awesome. Now, across the South Island, there are three different Going Local events. There's one in Christchurch, one in Otipoti, and Gore. Is this Invercargill or Asia?
Invercargill, I think Invercargill has more recently had a Going Local. I think that is possibly why. I'd have to ask Dylan from Independent Music New Zealand to confirm that. But no, sorry to Invercargill, but we are managing to hit up quite a bit of the South Island this time. And the Gore one is particularly because the Country Music Honours is happening this weekend as well, which will be a huge... do they call it the Golden Gumboot vibe? No, does that come from something else? But it's a very awesome time of year for music in Gore. And so, great excuse to be heading down that way for sure.
Yeah, hell yeah. Going Local is geared to help music people know more about the industry, who to talk to, how it works, what you need, where to look for help. It features a panel, but it's really a way to meet people from across the questions and network. Just how important is it to network in the music industry?
Oh, I think it is absolutely necessary, and I think networking has such a, like, people get a bit like, ugh, when you say the word networking, but actually music people are networkers by nature. Like, if you play shows, if you're releasing music, all of that relies on connections and community. And so basically, networking is a slightly more corporate word for saying, you know, community building, or just like having a good yarn at a gig. So basically, all those same things apply, but this is just like a particularly dedicated forum to being like, this is the people that when you're emailing Recorded Music New Zealand, this is actually the person you're emailing. You know, there's not this secret Illuminati of Auckland agencies sort of conspiring up in the North Island. It's actually quite a small group of people who really badly want to hear what it is that artists want to know and how we can help. And so this is a good opportunity for us to come out and sort of say hi in person and put some names to some emails, because that's often the way it is, you know, you've probably emailed or talked to someone on the phone or, you know, DM'd someone on Instagram, and actually it's a small community, so you probably have messaged someone on this panel before. So that's kind of what it's all about, is like just saying hi in person and answering some questions and hopefully pointing people in the right direction for information that might be helpful for their music or for their careers. But yeah, it's going to be a really good day, and I think people can really get a lot out of it. And it's free, is very important. We love a free thing, but this is completely free. So really good reason to come along.
For sure. We've got folks from High Places, as I mentioned before, coming across the Motu, APRA, Independent Music New Zealand, New Zealand On Air. You're repping the New Zealand Music Commission at the Christchurch Workshop. Now, as we said before, most people know it as the Music Month org, and you said that a big part of that, Mahi, is amplifying other things to make sure the word gets out. How else can the commission help musicians in need?
The Music Commission has a whole lot of really cool programs and events that we run to kind of support the New Zealand music industry in Aotearoa. One of the programs that I'm really lucky to work on is the Industry Internships Program, which basically connects emerging music professionals with paid work in the music industry. So that looks like lots of different things. It looks like maybe 3 months working with a music manager or working on a music festival. We had an intern this year working at the last Splore, who had a really fantastic time working alongside the festival producer. It also looks like things like sometimes working with those other partner agencies like Recorded Music and starting to understand maybe how things like the charts work in Aotearoa, or working on the Aotearoa Music Awards, things like that. So it's a really broad kind of canon of work that people can get into from the Industry Internships Program. But, you know, we're really passionate about, in New Zealand, people can and should be able to have access to sustainable career pathways in music, and that's a lot of the work we do, is trying to support that. So we do a lot of programs. We also have Outward Sound, which is our international program with an export office, so helping music go across the globe. And so we do a lot of work in that space, and this is a great opportunity at Going Local to come and ask us about those programs, come and have a chat and see if it fits you and your band, or if it fits your personal career aspirations. This is a great time to come and just like ask those questions and have a kōrero about, you know, pathways that are there to support you as well.
I love the Outward Sound pun there. That is amazing. That's so good. Great marketing.
Hey, look, we do love a good pun. That's a good. I think everything's better if you can find a snappy pun to keep it under.
Totally. I do have more questions, but I feel like they're not super relevant right now. But my last question that has been clawing in the back of my mind is: do you have any deep, dark musical guilty pleasure that you feel comfortable sharing on air with us?
Well, you asked me that before, and the first thing that came to mind, and I don't know if it's fair to count this as a guilty pleasure, because I do just think it's a really good song, but I've been really listening to Blurter recently. I think it's the sort of New Zealand Music Month thing. You see a lot of people post about like their old favourite tracks that they haven't listened to for a while, or kind of like classic things, but I have had Come Dance All Around the World stuck in my head for about 2 weeks now, and I'm not mad about it. I don't know if it counts as a guilty pleasure, but it's definitely like not a song that would normally be in high rotation for me, but I've been absolutely thrashing it in the sort of mind worms at the moment, you know, when you just get a song that won't leave your head. That's been the one for me.
Well, that's a good one to have. Mine is much, much more boring. It's I've been listening to one track from this new Drake album, and it's annoying. I can't get it out of my head. It's infuriating.
Sometimes it has to happen.
I know. It's really unfortunate. But it is what it is. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Rachel. Are there any last words, thoughts, or opinions you want to leave our listeners with?
I would say come along tomorrow. We're at Southlink Productions, not tomorrow, on Thursday, for Going Local Dunedin. If you want to get a ticket, it's absolutely free. You just need to go to Humanitix and book. Come and listen to some kōrero and then have some one-on-one conversations with people from the music orgs, because we want to hear what you guys are up to, and we're really looking forward to meeting everybody. So we'll see you there on Thursday at Southlink. Thanks, Zach.
Amen to that, legend. Thank you so much, Rachel. Love your work.
Cheers.
If you are interested in catching some big dogs from New Zealand Music Commission, New Zealand On Air, Independent Music New Zealand, To The Front, APRA, and more at Southlink Studios this Thursday, it is free. You can register and find more information at Humanitix, as Rachel just mentioned. Coming up, we have Clown.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.